This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, in a beautiful hadith in Bukhari narrated by Ibn Abbas, Abdullah Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, who said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most generous of all people. And he used to become even more generous in Ramadan when Jibreel alayhi salam used to meet him. And Jibreel alayhi salam used to meet him every night during Ramadan to revise the Quran with him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read the Quran and Jibreel alayhi salam would listen to it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then used to be even more generous, and he said, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, he was more generous than the fast wind. You know, rain-bearing wind which comes and then the rain falls. It falls on everywhere on the earth, wherever it falls, and it benefits whoever or whatever is there equally. It does not discriminate between whoever the rain falls on. And this is the beauty of the what is called the fast wind or the rain-bearing wind. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of people. As we know, of course, he was generous to the point of it being almost like saying generous to a fault, as the proverb is. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many times would even borrow funds from money lenders in order to help somebody in need. I mean, that was the extent of his generosity. There's no way of describing that kind of generosity in today's times. One is to give what you have, but to indebt yourself. You're not borrowing to buy a flat screen TV as people do today. He would borrow money not for himself, but to help somebody in need who came to him for help. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't have anything at that time, so he even borrowed money to help the other person and he would pay it off. This was the level of generosity of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the time. But Ibn Abbas radhiyallahu anhu says that in Ramadan he would become even more generous because Jibreel alayhi salam would come to him and every night he would come and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would revise the Quran with him. Amazing, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Think about this. What kind of a blessed and mubarak situation and meeting that is between Jibreel alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one is reciting the Quran and the other one is listening to it. And Jibreel alayhi salam is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who brought the Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Most of it, some of it came in different ways, but most of it came through Jibreel alayhi salam. And this is the beauty of this meeting. And he said he would be more generous than the fast wind. Now, the point I want to make for you is that we do our, most people, we also do a lot of charity and sadaqah and a lot of charitable works in Ramadan. Many people also calculate and pay their zakat in Ramadan. Now, there's no compulsion or there's no recommendation that zakat should be paid in Ramadan, but people do it because the reward of any good deed is multiplied in Ramadan, so therefore they like to pay their zakat in Ramadan so that the reward is multiplied. Alhamdulillah, there is nothing wrong with this. But obviously, if there is somebody in need and you need to help them, you can't tell them wait till Ramadan to eat, right? So do remember this. And when it's a question of helping somebody, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not an accountant. So you make the niyyah and say, Allah, I am doing this. Normally I would have paid this in Ramadan, but because this person needs this help, I would like to help this person, and so I would like to do it now, and please reward me like you would have rewarded me during Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, InshaAllah al-Musta'an, my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu will reward you the way He would have rewarded you if you had done it in Ramadan. So, please remember that. Now, the sadaqat and so on which we do, one of the things we do, which a lot of people do, is they give what are called, you know, Ramadan hampers, so, or iftar material. So, you would give people probably 1 month's food supply to poor people, 1 month's food supply, and you give it in Ramadan as a good deed. Now, my submission to you, my brothers and sisters, is of course it's a good deed. There's no denying that. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in keeping with His majesty and grace and give you all the benefit of the reward of Ramadan. But remember, people are not pythons. They don't eat once in a year, right? So if you are giving food to people who need food and you are giving it in 1 month of the year, what are they supposed to do for the other 11 months? Right? So think about this. And by all means, do good work, but think a longer term and say, how can we set up systems where this can be a sustained thing over a period of time where people are given food and whatever you want to give them on a sustained basis, right? So that they are helped throughout the year. Don't just keep it to because there's even though it's charity, but there's an element of selfishness in this, which is really I find it very distressing. That even the charity you are giving is only for your benefit. If for example, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said there is no special benefit, then maybe you wouldn't have given anything. I mean, astaghfirullah al-azim. Please, think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards and the kindness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was for other people. It was not because he was not doing it for sawab for himself, right? So think about it. Sawab you will get. I mean, it's like the aroma from perfume, right? It's there. I mean, this is, you will get it. There's no denying of that, inshallah. But the point is, think about what is more important. I remember the hadith of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam where he said to the Sahaba once, he said that giving a person a loan when he needs it is more beneficial and more commendable and more attracts more reward than giving sadaqah. Right. Giving a loan, which you will take back, to a person at the time he needs it, is preferable and it's more commendable than giving sadaqah. So the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, sadaqah we give and then, you know, we don't take it back. The loan, we are going to give a loan and we take the money back. How is the loan more beneficial for us and more rewarding than sadaqah? Rasulullah said, you are giving the loan when the person needs it. You are giving the sadaqah when you feel like giving it. So it doesn't mean it's a bad deed. Of course, it's a good deed, alhamdulillah. So whenever you give, it's a good time. But Rasulullah is emphasizing the importance of being concerned about and being focused about benefiting others. So please don't make your charity into another act of selfishness. That I will give charity when I feel like giving charity. So because in Ramadan there is a extra reward, I will give people food in Ramadan and the rest of the year I don't care. As I told you, people are not pythons. They don't eat once in a year. If they need it. So do think of setting up ongoing charities which will continue throughout the year. And as I said, inshaAllah al-Musta'an, do it, make this niyyah, make this dua and say, oh Allah, you are the one who rewards. I am doing this for your pleasure. So reward me the way you would have rewarded me if this had been Ramadan, and reward me in keeping with your majesty and grace. Believe me, my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu will not deny your reward. He will not give you less reward because a calendar date change happened. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What all we believe about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Please. Do not have bad beliefs about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ana inda zanni abdi bih. He said, I am for my slave as he believes about me. So let us believe, and this is the truth, that our Rabb is the most generous There's no one more generous than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us do something to please Him and forget about the rest. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you very, very happy when you meet Him, inshallah. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.